I understand the leader of the council, Council Peter John, wished to make a statement.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. As all members, I'm sure, will know, on Monday morning, an unexploded World War II bomb was found at a building site of Grange Walk, previously the site of Mabel Baldwin House and Southwark Parish Pension Centre for a time. The bomb was safely defused yesterday and removed from Southwark 6 p.m. yesterday evening, taken to Kent, where at 9 o'clock this morning it was detonated. And I think if you've seen the YouTube video, you'll be grateful that the bomb was taken away from Grange Walk. I want to praise all of those who were involved in what I believe was an excellent and sure-footed response from the Army, Police, the Ambulance Service, the Fire Service, the British Red Cross, St John's Ambulance, and our own council staff, who all contributed to ensuring that disruption to residents was kept to an absolute minimum. Everyone who needed a bed on Monday night was found a bed. Everyone immediately evacuated yesterday was safely evacuated and all safely returned to their home. I want to also thank the SE1 website for their excellent coverage of the unexploded bomb incident and playing a fantastic community role in keeping people informed of what was going on. As well as officers of the council who worked so hard on Monday and Tuesday, I also want to thank colleagues who helped. I want to thank in particular Rotherhithe councillors, Councillor Bill Williams, Councillor Kath Whitton, Councillor Stephanie Cryan, Councillor Leo Pollock from Southburn City, who all contributed to helping residents over Monday and Tuesday. I want to thank Councillor Michael Sisu, who played an essential role with his cabinet portfolio hat on Monday, and he spent yesterday at the rest centre at Southern Islands, making friends with residents there, keeping them happy as they could be. Some people obviously weren't so happy, having been woken at 5 a.m. and dragged along to Southern Islands, and I absolutely understand why they wouldn't be happy, but I know that they were realised that the infected and safe and sorry, and they were grateful for the support they received. And I want to thank Grange Walk councillors, Dr. Ben Johnson, for his work helping residents, and with my colleague, Councillor Lucas Green. And I think they both demonstrated the value of local councillors working in the ward that they know, helping residents that they know, and I know that they both put themselves out. I know Lucas was driving people down to Brockley, I think, for B&B at midnight on Monday, really above and beyond Call of Duty. So to all of those who've been involved, this council and the people of this borough owe a complete debt of gratitude. Particular thanks to those who I have mentioned. This was an extraordinary and unexpected event, but I think the procedures that this authority and other emergency services that we have in place played out, as I say, everyone safely returned to their homes and this bomb was safely detonated, and for that we should all be grateful. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ben Johnson, I understand you wish to make a brief statement.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to echo Councillor John's praise for all of those who helped residents near the bomb on Grange Walk. It's been a very surreal 2 days for all of us involved, and it's been a very challenging and difficult time for a lot of residents, especially those who couldn't return home, and I'm really grateful for the council and the temporary accommodation team who managed to find temporary accommodation for all of the residents who were at Seven Islands late on Monday night. I'd particularly like to thank, as Councillor John did, the police, the army, the council, the Red Cross, who sent huge numbers of volunteers over to Seven Islands. It was really an amazing coordinated effort, and also thank SE1, which is really the best source of information about everything that's going on in the local area. And when I bumped into a guy from BBC Radio walking around the corner, he could not believe we had such a fantastic service as SE1 locally, so I think we're all grateful for that. There were many council officers on the scene, both in the command centre and at Seven Islands. Really too many to mention individually, you all know who you are, thank you so much. I've been in touch with climate councillor Michael Shittu since then. He again was a real source of useful information and was on the ground for the last 2 days about conducting a review, because I think it's really important that this is a useful learning experience, and I look forward to working with him on that with councillors Green and O'Brien and everyone else who was there. We all hope that another bomb isn't found in Bermondsey. Given that Mabel Goodwin House was built on top of the bomb after the war, I don't think we can take anything for granted, and so it's really important we are all properly